Well, we go inside the Fremantle Dockers with our man Luke Ryan, who joins us each and every Wednesday night. I think he's probably feeling a little bit more upbeat this week than last after a good win over the Western Bulldogs. Luke, great to chat to you, mate. Must be pretty content feeling, I guess, after you guys are able to bounce back.
Hey, Paps. Yeah, feeling a lot better. Yeah, we needed to win. Obviously, lost three in the Triton and after a poor performance at the Derby. And we had to come out firing and against the raging hot Bulldogs. I thought we did that. And yeah, the boys played well and yeah, it was good to get the 4 points in the end.
Especially in a close one too, because you dropped a couple of close ones over in South Australia. But to be able to sort of fight it out and really push towards the end of the game to win a close one must have been rewarding.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it was pretty frustrating losing those two close games. But we took really good learnings out of it. And yeah, to walk away with against the Bulldogs with the wins, massive confidence for us. And yeah, to get some younger guys debuting as well was really good to see. And they brought a lot of energy and I think something that we needed. And yeah, worked a lot for us.
One of those younger guys is Josh Tracy. It looks like he's really taken a big step forward this year. He's becoming a pretty critical avenue for you.
Yeah, definitely. He's playing really well. He's going for those marks, which we need coming out of D50. We need someone to take a mark or at least create a contest, and he's doing that really well. And yeah, I think he took like 5 contested marks or something on the weekend. So if he can keep doing that, we're going to be winning a lot more games. And he's getting on the scoreboard as well, which is good.
You would have played on him or near him in a lot of pre-season. What have you seen different from him this year compared to last that's seen him, you know, do that, to have that step up?
Not too much different. He's become more of a leader, I guess. Bit more confident now. He's playing consistent footies as well. And yeah, he's just really going after and really being aggressive, which we want him to be. And yeah, he's taking some nice jukes and hope he can keep building on that, keep being confident and keep backing himself in, because once he gets flying, he's a big, strong lad. So yeah, he's a scary man when he's up and going, and he can crush a few packs, which I've been in front of, and it's not too good on the body.
Yeah, and he's only young too for a key forward. He's got some promising times ahead for sure. Now, down back last week, obviously losing Draper early in the game with that hamstring, you guys had to reshuffle a bit. How does that go on field when you see one of your defenders go down who's playing a critical role? How does that get communicated and you have to, you know, change what you're doing, and you had to play a bit taller as well?
Yeah, obviously it's not good to see any young guy go down to hammy, or let alone anyone, I guess. And yeah, I had to change it a bit because I didn't actually know. He was off for a bit and I was meant to have a rotation and it wasn't. I was like, is he all good going out? And like, oh, not sure. So then I had to stick that out. And then I think Brandon Walker went down. He had to get assessed and I was pretty cooked that week and I needed a rotation. We couldn't get one. We're down two defenders. But yeah, we had to shuffle around a bit. I think Bailey Banfield come down back and Jager come down back, which has done a few times for us. And they've both done a really good job. And yeah, I had to play taller. Well, not really, because I was playing on Lobby or Darcy anyways, and not much really changed there. They're a tall forward line. And yeah, I think the boys done it really well. We worked together as a unit, which we wanted to do. And yeah, it helped us a fair bit with the roll-off intercepts and punching the ball as well, clearing the area, which was pretty handy.
Is he still a chance to play this week? He's been listed as a test. Normally with a hammy, it's, you know, 21 days, set and forget, and we'll see in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think he's training tomorrow and we'll see how he goes, see how he pulls up. But we don't want to run any risks with him. It's all dependent on him to see how he goes. So hopefully he gets through well and pulls up well and he's available for selection.
You said you were a bit crook last week. That can't be much fun when you're having to run out there and play a full game of footy, trying to battle against these tall guys like Rory Lobb, and you're not feeling the best, but you got through okay. You're feeling better now?
Yeah, I feel a lot better now. I don't have the sweats or the body aches anymore. It's just more of the head cold, which isn't too bad. But, yeah, well, didn't come down there as much and as quick as I would have thought, because the boys were on fire in there, Andy, Caleb and Fifey. They were a lot of pressure on the ball, made our job a whole lot easier down there. So they were in outstanding form as well.
Club doctor won't just give you the sick note to have the night off?
No, I had a day off last week. That was pretty nice. I wasn't going to miss the game, no way. And then, yeah, so I've sort of recovered now and starting to feel a bit better. So, yeah, can't wait to go down to Melbourne.
Good to hear. Yeah, you get the chance to go back home and see the family and also get to play at the MCG, which is always a good occasion.
Oh yeah, we love playing there. Apart from Optus, it's the best ground to play at. And yeah, obviously it's where you want to play when it comes finals time and stuff like that. And the grand final is obviously there. And yeah, I love playing there. I'm not sure if all the boys have played there before, but yeah, it's going to be an amazing game and playing in front of family and friends as well, which is always pretty handy. And yeah, hopefully we put on a good performance and get the 4 points.
How many people you got going?
I think 15 to 20, I think, this week, which is
That's
because
pretty
it's on a
good.
Sunday and a few mates and that can get there because they're not playing. So, yeah, it'll be pretty good.
Makes it a bit easier at the big ground, I guess, to get a few more tickets.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And they're not exactly flying. So, and I think it's a Sunday, so it's not the twilight, not the prime time game. So, it should be a little bit easier to get tickets this week. I think we might have more fans there, I'm hoping.
Nan will be there cheering you on.
Yeah, Nan will be there. My other Nan and Pop will be there as well. They're coming. They haven't been to a game in 2 years. So, yeah, it's going to be really good to see them and hopefully see them in the rooms after the 4 points.
Brilliant. It's great when you get to do that. I know you look forward to the trips back to Victoria and playing the Tigers. You said they're not travelling all that well, which they're not. They've been hit with a fair bit of injury, but always at the MCG, they're a little dangerous. What are you guys starting to think about from their point of view, given you've still got a few more days yet to focus in?
So tomorrow probably our main day we're focusing on them. And yeah, I spoke to JL briefly. I was in his office having a meeting with him, and I'm like, oh, what's their forward line? Because I haven't watched much of them. They've still got Dustin Martin, Liam Baker, Shai Bolton down there. So they're pretty dangerous. So yeah, we're gonna have a handful again. And like you said, they're always gonna be hard to play against no matter where they are. They just play that aggressive style. They're quick. They're small. They're always flicking on, want the game moving. So, yeah, it's going to be hard. So, hopefully, Mitch can put pressure on and we can lock the ball in our front half so I don't have to get too many one-on-ones with Dusty this week.
Did you, was that just a regular scheduled meeting with JL, or did you get called into the principal's office?
No, just always catch up. You want to see how I was traveling and stuff. So, no, it's all good. Not in trouble, which is handy.
I can't imagine too much. He's it's interesting, like obviously being able to sit in those meetings with the coach. How valuable is that to just have a bit of time to talk through what's going on, how the defense is working, and is it, a bit both ways in terms of you can give some feedback as to how you think things are going?
Yeah, definitely. It's massive. It's always good to catch up with the coach, see how you're traveling, how he's traveling, how the team's traveling, all that sort of stuff. And yeah, give a little bit of insight to what I'm thinking and he's thinking. And then, yeah, we're just having a general chat about life, which we always do, and it's good. And the basketball's on in the background in his office. He has that nice TV out there. He's had it perched up, eating his lunch and watching a bit of the basketball. So it was good. But he's all pretty happy and he's yeah, looking forward to this week. He's had the day off today, but he's catching up with some vision on Richmond. So yeah, no, it's good.
Nice. Who's your NBA team?
Oh, the Lakers, unfortunately, got knocked out.
Oh,
So
me too. I
you
thought they had
Lakers as
it
well.
too. Anthony
Yeah,
Davis went
so
down, and the Joker's just
did
too good. Jamal Murray hitting those shots at the end. It was brutal.
Oh, no, I thought he wasn't meant to be playing. He had a calf strain, but that's how much I know. I don't know what they say calf strains are over there. I thought he missed 21 days, but he's playing the next day and hitting the game winner again.
Well, maybe Josh Droege will do that this week and just pop out and after the hammy and kick the game winner.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Another back. We need a back six goal. We're due for one, so hopefully it's him.
Well, which way do you call Bailey Banfield? Because he was back, as you said, during the week. We had a chat to him on Monday night. Is he a backman? Is he a forward? What is he? He's just the Mr. Fix-It. I'm calling him the Band-Aid these days.
Yeah, probably the Band-Aid. No, he's not a backman because he hasn't been in a backline meeting yet. So I think he's a forward. Maybe he calls himself a mid every now and then, but no, he's a forward, I think. Unless you come and do a backline meeting and a line review, well then, yeah, you're not a backman.
You'll lock him in. Brilliant stuff. Luke, great to chat to you. Good luck with the trip to the MCG. It's always a great occasion, and enjoy the time with the family when you get to do it. And we'll chat again next week.
Thanks, Paps. Chat to you next week.